Good morning and welcome to Q95's Morning News for today, Friday, June 27th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, UWP Maho Constituency Association recommends Felix Thomas to replace Ronnie Isidore as candidate. From the region, Jamaica getting tough on supplements after doping scandal. And internationally, EU set to snub UK over Juncker as Commission Chief. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Details coming up. Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Reports reaching Q95 News indicate that the Maho Constituency Association of the United Workers' Party has selected Felix Thomas to replace Ronnie Isidore as the candidate for the party in the upcoming general election. The matter is expected to be brought to the chain of command of the party, where it will be confirmed and ratified. In May, the party's president, Ezekiel Basil, announced that Isidore's endorsement had been withdrawn, citing trust and respect issues as the reason. He stated that Isidore's behavior has been contrary to the party's commitment to truth, togetherness, and effective teamwork. When contacted, Basil noted that this, among other issues, will be addressed at the press conference of the party on Friday at its headquarters at 12:30 p.m. The Dominica Reading Association boasts of a successful Lit and Lunch reading program. The Lit and Lunch program forms part of the association's membership drive, which also encourages Dominicans to take time out to read. The second Lit and Lunch event, which took place on Thursday, June 26, saw various local writers and poets displaying and reciting their work at the public library in Roseau during the usual 1 o'clock lunch hour. President of the Dominica Reading Association, Felix Augustine, says, "This is just one of the few events the organization has planned to promote reading in Dominica."
We have not even been officially affiliated to the IRA. We're working on that now. But we started a couple of years now, and we want people to know about us. We're looking at different ideas, different activities that we can do to let people know about us, and most importantly, to promote reading in Dominica. And that is one of the ideas that came up. We had it the first time at the library, very successful. And as you can see this afternoon, another successful event. So we did all of that to let people know, let Dominicans know that it's important to read. It's important. Writing and reading goes together like shocks and shoes, bread and cheese, right? So that's why even in the reading competition that we have, we're encouraging, we have a section for writing too. So that is part of our activities to make people know that we are alive, that there's a reading association in Dominica, and we're encouraging people to become part of this association.
Same time, author and poet Delroy Williams says he's pleased to have been part of the program. He says he's hopeful that the event will encourage younger writers and poets to take literature more seriously.
I think the Lit and Learn activity is very important. It exposes young persons and the general public to both poetry and short story writing. I think the audience was really receptive. What we need to do is build upon that and encourage young writers and young persons, in fact, to pick up writing and literature as a career goal, a career opportunity, something that they can do besides their normal 9-to-5 or just do it as a 9-to-5 itself. So definitely hats off to the Dominica Reading Association for this activity. It was a pleasure being part of it as well, and I'm looking forward as it becomes bigger and better.
Dominica has been recognized amongst 10 worldwide destinations described as the best cruise destinations to see native cultures by U.S. daily newspaper USA Today. According to the USA Today's article, visitors' encounter may be as simple as watching a dance performance or crafts demonstration or involve interacting with locals as you explore native villages, ride in a traditional canoe, or attend a meal. History is often told through captivating storytelling. Dominica was listed because of presence of its own indigenous people, the Kalinagos. Known as the Caribbean's nature island for its lush vegetation, mountains, and waterfalls, Dominica is also the last remaining home of the Carib people. Some 3,000 live in the Carib Indian Territory in the northeastern corner of the island. Get a rare glimpse of traditional life by stopping by the Kalinago Barona Oote Center for a guided village tour. The intricately woven Carib Indian baskets are a prized souvenir, the article states. Other destinations on the list include Alaska, New Zealand, Australia, Arctic Canada, Vancouver in the British Columbia, Mexico, Africa, Tahiti and the South Pacific, and Brazilian Amazon. A call has been made for tourism service providers on island to keep a positive attitude towards their services, as it will determine the quality of Dominica's tourism product. This call came from board member of Discover Dominica Authority and taxi operator Kelly Williams as he addressed the closing ceremony for the Tourism Awareness Month training series 2014. He noted that negative attitudes at work and undermining of other service providers should cease if the tourism industry is to thrive.
Now, training is something that is supposed to make us better at what we do. We deal with people. At the end of the year, the season, a lot of information goes to the DDA as to how we performed, how satisfied the customers were. And everybody knows that when you give a good service, and at the end of the service, you get a $10, $20, how happy you are. At the end of a tour, you give good service and you get not what you ask for or what you're supposed to be paid. You get an extra $20. You know that it's because of the service that you give. It is a good feeling that you go out on a tour and at the end of the tour, the tourist will tell you that is the best tour I've had in 20 years of cruising. Those are the things that we want to hear. And when the tourist tells you that yesterday I was in St. Kitts and it was horrible, you have to think of what is he going to see tomorrow when he's with another in another island with another taxi driver and he's relating what happened to him in Dominica the day before.
As part of Tourism Awareness Month, the DDA hosted a series of one-day training seminars for taxi operators, tour guides, craft and souvenir vendors, hoteliers and bartenders. The training seminar sought to refresh tourism service providers in the key components of the tourism product and the delivery of quality service, and was aimed at enabling the key players in the tourism industry to achieve excellence in their respective fields. Session topics included tour planning and operations, customer service management, stall decor, marketing techniques, and social media magic for small hotels. The Ministry of Health says its backyard gardening enhancement project has met its objectives. The Ministry of Health launched the Backyard Gardening Enhancement Project in 2013 to improve skills in backyard gardening and to increase the production and consumption of foods high in iron. The initiative was launched when the ministry recorded a high prevalence of anemia in the Laplin Health District. This week, 12 participants received certificates of completion from the 12-week garden program in La Plaine in conjunction with the Ministry of Agriculture. Nutritionist Marinie Steet says participants got involved in a number of technical sessions, including meal preparation, land preparation, and harvest.
The group of 12 participants, comprised of 10 women and 2 men, from the villages of Whitaker, La Plaine, and River Siri. Though small, the group was determined to learn and to ensure that the project was a success. The participants were exposed to the strategies outlined in the Farmer Field School program, which began with land preparation through to harvest. The participants can boast of growing a variety of crops, which include bell peppers, pak choy, or what we call the Chinese cabbage, lettuce, tomatoes, beets, and carrots. An important component of this project was meal preparation, whereby participants learned how to prepare and consume what they grew, thus providing them with knowledge and skills for enhancing their family's diet.
Tate noted that towards the end of the program, participants received tools to continue the initiative. She notes that the results so far have been impressive.
Towards the end of the project, participants were provided with a variety of seeds to begin their own backyard gardens. To date, the result is encouraging. We can attest to their attempts and successes at growing their own crops. Therefore, this backyard garden enhancement project has met its objectives. We celebrate the achievements of all the participants while they continue to ensure food security at the household and national levels and improve the quality of foods in their diets.
From the region, the Jamaica government says it is pondering new laws to tackle the illegal importation of banned substances as the country continues its effort to recover from a doping scandal that has tainted the island's athletics program. Minister with responsibility for sports, Natalie Nita Headley, made the announcement in Parliament Tuesday night amid an increase in the number of Jamaican athletes testing positive for banned substances. Legislation is being considered to address the illegal importation of banned supplements, Nita Headley told the Parliament. Let me admonish coaches, administrators, and athlete support personnel. They are equally culpable if they are found guilty of providing banned substances to junior athletes. Top Jamaican sprinters Asafa Powell and Sharon Simpson were among those who tested positive for an illegal substance last year. They have both appealed their suspension and have since been allowed to compete pending the outcome of the appeal hearing. Powell's case will be heard by the Court of Arbitration for Sport on July 7th and 8th. And internationally, EU leaders meeting in Brussels are expected to confirm former Luxembourg Prime Minister Jean-Claude Juncker as the next president of the European Commission. The move comes despite strong opposition from Britain. UK Prime Minister David Cameron said, "The odds are stacked against me over Mr. Juncker," but stressed that he would stick to his principles. He believes Mr. Juncker is too much in favor of closer political union and might block EU reform. He also objects to the way Mr. Juncker, a 59-year-old veteran of Brussels deal-making, was put forward. He was lead candidate of the centre-right European People's Party, EPP, which won last month's European elections. The UK Conservatives, who pulled out of the EPP, suspect that the Commission is being politicised in a power grab by the European Parliament. But Mr. Juncker's supporters value his record of consensus building and commitment to EU integration. Under new EU treaty rules, the leaders have to take account of the European election result when nominating a Commission chief. The Parliament will vote on the nominee next month. And that's this morning's news package, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP Maho Constituency Association recommends Felix Thomas to replace Ronnie Isidore as candidate. from the region, Jamaica getting tough on supplements after doping scandal. And internationally, EU set to snub UK over Juncker as commission chief. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Fast Cash and Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakeisha Labasir. The new Q95.